I don't know you, but I love to receive gifts. And when a beautiful, wrapped package arrives with your name on it, something stirs inside you. Before your fingers touch the ribbon, your heart leans forward. There is that quiet excitement of hope, that tender curiosity. What gift waits inside? Who thought of me? What love chose this for my hands alone? Let me tell you, a couple years ago, my sister Tatiana sent me a special gift. She didn't say anything beforehand. She wanted to surprise me. The package arrived with my name on it. It was a large one. I was so curious to open it. Then suddenly the phone rang. It was my sister checking to see if it had arrived, saying, "It's my gift to you to make your life easier." And it did. But I'm not going to talk about that because that is not the point of my sermon. And I don't want you to leave this place thinking about that gift. I want you to think in another gift. Our journey of faith feels just like that. God does not welcome us into his family empty-handed. Our journey begins at the baptismal font, where God hands us our foundational gift box filled with promises of his grace. By the way, do you remember the many gifts you received the day of your baptism? Let us remember together. There are several of them. First of all, he names us his beloved children. He grants us the forgiveness of sins, breaking sin's power over us. He bestows new life. He promises eternal life. He seals our salvation. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell within us. And he gives us access to come daily into his presence to grow spiritually. Is not that beautiful? In baptism, God gives us himself and establishes our identity. But, listen, he doesn't stop there. What we receive in baptism is for our own benefit, but he doesn't stop there. Out of that indwelling Holy Spirit, God places a divine assignment in our arms and gives us a spiritual gift crafted specifically for us. Today, we launch a new six-week sermon series on the gift of the Holy Spirit or spiritual gifts. To build our foundation, we will answer four simple questions. What is it? Who gives it? Who receives it? And why were they given? Let's go with the first. What is a spiritual gift? A spiritual gift, it's a tool God gives us through the Holy Spirit so we can play our part in his big plan. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7, Paul says, "These gifts make the invisible spirit visible." It's like turning on a light switch. Your gift lets God's Spirit shines through you in a way everyone can see and feel. Now, we must make a clear distinction right away. A spiritual gift, it's not the same as a natural talent. They are two different things. And natural talents come through physical birth. Everyone on earth receives them to enrich life, perform work, or entertain. Spiritual gifts come through a spiritual rebirth. They are given to children of God to build up the church and transform hearts. God can certainly take your natural talents, sanctify them, and use them as spiritual gifts. For instance, look at Bezalel in our first reading in Exodus 31. God filled him with the Holy Spirit, specifically in craftsmanship, woodworking, metalworking, and artistry to build the tabernacle. So whether your gift is speaking, serving, encouraging, or creating, our spiritual gift is any ability God's grace gives you to fulfill his kingdom purposes. Second question, who is given it? Brothers and sisters, the source of every spiritual gift is our triune God. Again, 1 Corinthians 12 shows the Trinity in action. Repeat it with me. The same Spirit distributes, the same Lord calls, and the same God empowers every gift. So your spiritual gifts are not something you made up, earned, or chose for yourself. No. 1 Corinthians 12:11 tells us the Holy Spirit distributes them to each person just as what? At he? Exactly. That means two things. There is no room to boast about the gift we have because we didn't earn them. And there is no reason to feel jealous of gifts we don't have, because God designed the distribution intentionally. Are we okay? Let's go to the third question. Who received it? And I have a big question in this point. Are a spiritual gift reserved only for pastor or super Christians? No. The Bible is clear. Every single child of God, including you and me, receive a spiritual gift. 1 Peter chapter 4 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others. My beloved, there is no such thing as an ungifted child of God. There are no bench warmers in God's family. The church is not a theater where two or three people perform on a stage while everyone else watches. The church is a living body, and every single part has a vital role to play. And now let's go to the last question. Why did God give us gifts? Every spiritual gift points in two directions. First, reaching out, building up others. 1 Corinthians 12:7 reminds us that gifts are given for the common good. God gave your gift to you, but not for you. Can we repeat it in another way? God gave my gift to me, but not for me. One more time. Take that with you today. It was given to serve your neighbor and meet real needs. And the second reason is to honoring God. 1 Peter 4:11 says, "We serve so that in all things God may be praised." When we serve using God's strength, people don't praise our talent. They end up thanking God. Church, Good Shepherd people, you are divinely gifted by a sovereign God. If you have been sitting on the sidelines believing you have nothing to offer, hear this clearly. The Spirit has placed a divine trust in your hands for the good of this church. I want you to imagine with me buying a friend a gift. You were excited about wrapping it and waiting for them to open it. Now imagine visiting their house a year later and seeing that box sitting unopened in a dusty closet corner. You would not be angry. You would be sad. Sad that they missed out on using it, and sad that the gift couldn't do what it was made to do. My friends, God didn't give you a gift so it could sit in a closet. He gave it to be unwrapped, use it, and share. As I prepared to take my sabbatical just in 2 days, the whole September, I leave you in wonderful hands. Over the next few weeks, Pastor George and Pastor Amy will guide you deeper into unwrapping this package. They will help you explore a specific gift: teaching, encouragement, administration, service, discernment, so you can identify exactly how God has wired you. My job today is simply to remind you there is a package sitting at the table with your name on it. It was secure in Christ, rooted in your baptism, and empowered by the Holy Spirit. So let us stop comparing our gifts. Let us stop leaving them in the closet. And let us start stewarding what God has placed within us, so that the body of Christ, it's built up, our neighbors are served, and Almighty God receives all the glory. And the people of God says, amen. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all the gift we receive in our baptism for our own benefit, but also for all the gift you have given us, the spiritual gift to serve your church, and through this, others can be blessed. Father, if we are not sure what are those gifts, so open our hearts, our minds, allow us to discover what you are already giving us, to not only, Father, to recognize them, but to put in action those gifts and use it for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.